And I do hear you.
And I do hear you.
And I do see your presence.
And I do see your presence.
You really are. Working on me. And that includes working on the pastor. Okay?
You're no exception.
No exceptions, because I just didn't want to do this, but me doing or me obeying, that's two different things, isn't it? On the 17th, the Lord took me for a ride, and I gave him a little about dealing with my brother. I said, Lord, I pray they have good cookies in heaven, because Gaston will require to get a good night's sleep. And he can't sleep without getting up in the middle of the night and eating a few cookies. That was his habit. And so I have the bread and wine, and I truly need your word. And he gave me 1 Corinthians 9, verse 22. He said, I became weak to the weak, to win the weak. I adapted to the culture of every place I've gone. Verse 23, I've done all this so that I would become God's partner for the sake of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 10:8, neither should we commit sexual immorality as some of them did, which caused the death of 23,000 in a single day. So I said, Father, I trust the greater grace, and not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, says the Lord, all my weaknesses totally annihilated by love. His grace is sufficient for me. Thank you, Jesus. And he added, you know how he just gives you a little curveball? Trust me, son. So I was excited. Last night, 2:30 a.m., yes to your word for this new day. Philippians 2, in the Passion Translation, verse 17. I will rejoice even if my life is poured out like a liquid offering to God, over your sacrificial lives. Offer your sacrificial lives. Can't even read my own writing. Yes, surrendered lives of faith. Father, back in March 2021, you said, would I accept to share and some of your sufferings, and I said yes to you. This new level of St. Paul being martyred for his faith is a reality, and his submission and surrender choice is truly part of history. Yes, Peter was beheaded or crucified upside down. Paul was beheaded in Rome. So I took communion at that point because I skipped a few sentences there. But after I got done, he decided to give me a little ride. Backwards. Father, I can still see my brother and his wife. When he parked the huge camper in front of my house and took me away to Kansas City, and they heard my story of being abused and the results. And Gaston said to Nicole, I told you, And they never looked at me with disgust, only acceptance and love. It was a new place for me to feel their love, to set me free. This was so Holy Spirit in them, accepting me and loving me. And that changed me to see and feel their acceptance of me as one stuck in deception. And self-rejection. To a loving flow coming from both of them, I felt it. It was a new experience because from the law-filled persons, I was soiled and I had no acceptance, only more rejection and condemnation, which doubled the pain. I declare, Jesus took my sin and covered me with love, and his blood flooded me. And you, Holy Spirit, was in full control. Thank you for my brother and his wife. Thank you. My mom, Amelia, also loved me in my pain. And she held me and helped me. So did Gino Rufo and many at Grace Church, including Judy. And I said thank you to Jesus. I am looking to Holy Spirit to unfold his word to me for tonight. Of course, I didn't realize he was going to push me to do all this. So I thank Jesus that he had me write it down so I could share it. So would you lift your hands to the Lord and say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
you are not done with any of us.
You are not done with any of us.
And if there's any resentment,
and if there's any resentment
about those who judge and condemn,
about those who judge and condemn,
because that's what they've been taught to do by religion. They have this thou shalt not.
They have this thou shalt not.
And it certainly doesn't include love the unlovely.
And it certainly doesn't include love the unlovely.
Only those that are of my brand of Christianity
are acceptable
and lovable.
And lovable.
Others, get rid of them
because
they don't fit.
Well,
I didn't fit.
That's why I'm here.
With the misfits.
Where I do fit.
Because I can be loved.
Because I can be loved.
Just the way that I am. Over the number of years of working with different people with different backgrounds, Holy Spirit wouldn't quit. You see, he does things differently when we submit to him. Philippians chapter 2. In the Passion Translation, look at how much encouragement you've found in your relationship with the Anointed One. You are filled to overflowing with his comforting love. You have experienced a deepening friendship with the Holy Spirit and have felt his tender affection and mercy. Come on, amen.
Amen.
So I'm asking you, my friends, that you would join together in perfect unity with one heart and one passion and united in one love. Walk together with one harmonious purpose and you will find unbounding joy. Be free from pride-filled opinions, for they will only harm you. Cherished unity. Don't allow self-promotion to hide in your hearts. but in authentic humility. Put others first and view others as more important than yourself. Abandon every display of selfishness. Possess a greater concern for what matters to others instead of your own interests. And consider, for example, that Jesus, the Anointed One, has set before us, let his mindset become your motivation. The example of Jesus Christ. He existed in the form of God, yet he gave no thought to seizing equality with God as his supreme prize. Instead, he emptied himself of his own or his outward glory by reducing himself to the form of a lowly servant. He became human. He humbled himself and became vulnerable, choosing to be revealed as a man, and was obedient. He was a perfect example, even in his death, a criminal's death by crucifixion. Because of that obedience, God exalted him and multiplied his greatness. He has now been given the greatest of all names. The authority of the name of Jesus causes every knee to bow in reverence. Everything and everyone will one day submit to his name in the heavenly realm, in the earthly realm, and in the demonic realm. And every tongue will proclaim in every language, Jesus Christ is Lord Yahweh, bringing glory and honor to God, his Father. Believers shine like light in the world. My beloved ones, just like you've always listened to everything I've taught you in the past, I'm asking you now to keep following my instructions as though I were right there with you. Now, you must continue to make this new life fully manifest as you live in the holy awe of God, which brings you trembling into his presence. God will continually revitalize you. Implanting within you the passion to do what pleases him. Live a cheerful life without complaining or division among yourselves. For then you will be seen as innocent, faultless, and pure children of God. Even though you live in the midst of brutal and perverse culture, for you will appear among them as shining lights in the universe, holding out the word of eternal life. When you digest some of this truth and see what he's done for all of us, it creates a harmony and a unity of seeing broken people used by God to prepare a group of formed without a self-agenda. That self-agenda is what causes rebellion. That self-agenda, which, you know, you can reason it out. It doesn't take long. I mean, I can find 20 excuses, you know, in a matter of seconds, to justify what I'm doing. Because it doesn't take, you know, a lot of brains for that. What it does is when you read these words and you've experienced love and you've experienced acceptance without conditions. See, in the religious realm, you have all these formulas. And I'm not picking on them. Don't get me wrong. They're only teaching what they know. They can't teach what they don't know. For a long time, I was angry. I had to get over myself. Being angry causes me to suffer. Didn't change them at all. And I had to just say, Lord, that's where they've been called. That's what they do. Bless them. Okay? But do I have to join them? No, I don't have to. So would you do me a favor? Would you put your right hand over your heart? Say, prepare me, Lord.
Prepare me, Lord.
For the journey that I'm on.
For the journey that I'm on.
Is a corporate journey.
It's a corporate journey.
Because that's what the kingdom is.
It's a corporate number of people.
With one heart.
One purpose.
To set the captives free. And that includes the U.S. of A. Because America is an example to the world. 50 states can get along without opinions. Some have opinions. But some are changing. And there's more to come. So my heart cries out for mercy for the U.S. of A. And your plan for our nation will not fail. John Becker would say, shall not fail. Because it's a higher order. Amen?
Amen.
And amen. Come on up.